3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome. A happy Sunday. The NFL season draws to a close today as we have reached Super Bowl 60. I'm going to be talking about the game, but first, we finally have all the head coach slots filled. Let's take a look. It was a kind of record-setting number of openings. We haven't had this many openings in quite some time. 10 openings as NFL head coach. They have now all been filled. This is a look at who landed where. Mike LaFleur going to the Arizona Cardinals. One of the last ones, Kevin Stefanski to the Atlanta Falcons. Jesse Minter to the Baltimore Ravens. Joe Brady taking over for the Buffalo Bills. Todd Monken for the Cleveland Browns. Clint Kubiak, though it can't become official till post-Super Bowl, will be taking over for the Raiders. Jeff Hafley going to the Miami Dolphins. Mike McCarthy to the Pittsburgh Steelers, John Harbaugh to the New York Giants, and Robert Saleh to the Tennessee Titans. Quite a few coaching openings, some interesting hires. I'm curious to see what Stefanski can do in Atlanta, although still a quarterback issue, which, you know, is what plagued him with the Browns. I'm interested to see, what happens in New York. John Harbaugh hiring Matt Nagy as his offensive coordinator. That's an interesting one. Clint Kubiak, they have the number one overall pick, likely to get a rookie running back, a rookie quarterback to pair with running back Ashton Jeanty and tight end Brock Bowers. So, there's a lot of fun, a lot of interesting pieces to be had here. I'm still doing kind of a deep dive. I will later on the site, probably later this week, have my ranking of the 10 head coach openings that have now been filled. We want to also make sure that Kubiak becomes official, which probably could happen as soon as Monday, but probably maybe Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. We also had NFL honors. Matthew Stafford winning the NFL MVP over Drake May. Some hue and cry. I thought Stafford would have been the better choice, and he ended his speech by announcing that he will be back in 2026. We thought he would be back, but that is a little bit of confirmation. I think the Rams are going to be a good, strong contender yet again. Rumors are also bubbling up that Travis Kelce intends to play again in 2026. He's currently a free agent. Hard to believe he'd go anywhere other than the Chiefs, but we will keep an eye out on that. After today, going to be taking the rest of this month off, and we will come back starting to talk about the 2026 NFL season in March when we have the combine and getting ready for free agency. Should be a little bit of a fun time, but just to give you kind of a programming note, this puts a bow on the 2025 NFL season. The other big piece of news was Hall of Fame. Neither Robert Kraft nor Bill Belichick got in. I thought that was fascinating. The only one from that side that did sneak through is Roger Craig. He joined Adam Vinatieri, Luke Kuechly, Larry Fitzgerald, and Drew Brees. Pretty solid Hall of Fame class. Eli Manning, they said he wasn't even really close. I always thought it was going to be a little bit of a tough case. He did win those two Super Bowls, and they were pretty memorable Super Bowls. But we'll see. There are some rumblings about changing maybe the process and the voting for the Hall of Fame in the wake of some complaints about the slate this year. I think that's certainly valid. If Bill Belichick isn't a first ballot Hall of Fame coach or Hall of Fame inductee, I really don't know who is, and that is a big question. I do think it's right that neither he nor Kraft got in, because it would have been a little bit weird if Kraft made it in and Belichick didn't. I know there's some bad blood there. I think eventually both will get in, but you know, this is the tough thing. Only one coach ends up going up, and if they don't get in, then no coaches get in. As somebody whose favorite Super Bowl winning coach, Mike Shanahan, is still waiting in the wings, there's something that maybe can be done to honor more individuals in this process. But a solid group that gets in. I think it's unfortunate for them. They're probably going to be overshadowed a little bit by who didn't get in. Well, that's a look at some of the other headlines. Let's talk Super Bowl. Unless you've been living under a cave, you know Super Bowl 60 is today, or Super Bowl LX if you prefer, going from San Francisco. Features the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. We've seen these two teams meet up before. That was a pretty epic Super Bowl, which the Patriots won on a, you know, questionable maybe call down there that was during the Russell Wilson era for the Seahawks. Now they have Sam Darnold going against Drake May, the MVP runner-up. Sam Darnold has won one of only a couple of quarterbacks who've ever won 14 or more games two seasons in a row. He did it the feat for the Minnesota Vikings last year. They decided he wasn't good enough to get them to a Super Bowl, and he went to Seattle, and Seattle's in the Super Bowl. That's caused a lot of hue and cry behind the scenes. Obviously, Minnesota just parting ways with their general manager, Justin Jefferson, making comments that they would have been a better team with Sam Darnold. But can Sam Darnold get this team over the hump? The Seahawks are 4.5-point favorites. That makes some sense. I think for me, when I'm looking at it, you know, I start to evaluate, you know, head coach Mike McDonald versus Mike Vrabel. You know, both of them fairly new to their teams. Vrabel was NFL Coach of the Year this year. I give the slight edge to him. I think he is a little bit better. You know, I think they're pretty even at offensive coordinator, quarterback. I probably do give a slight edge to Drake May. I think he had a better season, but Sam Darnold, very good. Skill position players, I give Seattle a slight edge. Defense, give Seattle a slight edge. And special teams, I give Seattle a slight edge. I don't think this is probably going to be a blowout. You know, some people have said they wouldn't be surprised if it was a 10 or a 14-point game. I kind of would be. I think this will be within one score. I'm hoping for a good and competitive game. I'm hoping also that we can get into the teens and 20s and not be kind of like where we were with the AFC Championship game. Only 17 points scored total. It's a fun back-and-forth defensive game, but Seattle has scored a few more points. I think if for New England to stay in it, they're going to have to get up into the teens and the 20s. And I expect a game probably in the 20s when all is said and done. Maybe a slower first-half start and a little bit more action in the second half. But if you read my online, you know that I am picking the Seattle Seahawks. I just think the Seahawks are a little bit better of a team and will end up coming out on top. But we'll see how it goes, see who you're picking for today's Super Bowl Sunday game. And I hope you have a wonderful Super Bowl Sunday. We'll be back the first Sunday in March as we talk about the NFL Combine and free agency coming up and start the new season. But until then, hope you guys enjoy the Super Bowl. That is a wrap on the 2025 NFL season.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.